From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Andrea Seabrook. In Newark, New Jersey, Mayor Cory Booker says the reward now stands at $150,000 for information on last Saturday night's schoolyard shooting. It left three college students dead and a fourth seriously injured. Police say they have promising leads in the investigation, but that is unlikely to end the anger, frustration, and fear that has swept across the city. Newark's young mayor came to office a year ago on a promise to make the city safer. And while crime rates overall have dropped 30%, the murder rate has remained among the worst in the nation. Nancy Solomon reports.
Once again, a distraught Newark parent spoke out about the violence that has taken more young lives.
Hello, America. My name is James Harvey. My son, Dashaun Harvey, was killed over the weekend.
His son and two close friends, Terrence Ariel and Iofimi Hightower, were marched to a wall behind an elementary school, forced to kneel, and one by one shot in the head in what police think was a robbery. They were murders number 57, 58, and 59 so far this year in Newark, but they differed from most of the city's violent crime, which is often centered on the drug trade. The victims and 19-year-old Natasha Ariel, who survived a gunshot to the head, were in college, had been active in the community, and were model high school students. Newark residents say they're impatient with Mayor Cory Booker's progress fighting crime, but the mayor says he's rebuilding a police department he inherited in disarray.
60% of our police officers were on during the daytime shift, not the two nighttime shifts when most crime happens. We had 30% of our police officers behind desks. We didn't even have computers in our precincts. Cops were still writing out reports on typewriters. And I know residents have every right to demand that change happens quickly, but we haven't even yet fully modernized it to the point where we need to.
Standing on the elementary school grounds where the murders were committed, Booker's new police director, Gary McCarthy, says he's focused for now on solving the crime. Later, he says, he'll answer the questions that remain.
Was there a robbery that occurred that we should have intervened in and maybe prevented this from occurring? Did we not do quality of life enforcement at the right place, at the right time, where we may have caught people with the guns that we used in this crime? Was there a narcotics investigation that wasn't done in a timely fashion that may have intervened and stopped this from happening at some level?
This is the sort of analysis that McCarthy directed as deputy commissioner in New York City, a neighborhood-by-neighborhood study of crime that allowed police leaders to continually move officers where they were needed. McCarthy and the mayor are advocates of what's called broken windows policing, focusing on petty crimes to clean up neighborhoods. George Kelling, a professor of criminal justice at Rutgers University in Newark, has written extensively about the practice. He says crackdowns on simple crimes like subway fare jumpers or traffic offenses can yield results.
It's not that all people who commit minor offenses or drive badly are criminals, but a lot of criminals drive badly and commit minor offenses. And if you intervene by stopping them and asking the next question, what is that bulge? And if you fear for your safety, to check that bulge to see whether it's a gun. It seems to me if there's anything that needs to be done in Newark, and that is to interfere with gun carrying in public spaces.
Although Newark is taking these steps, Kelling says, it will take time. The lag between overall crime rates dropping while homicides remain high is not uncommon, but not well understood either. Kelling and others who study policing strategies say the homicide rate will eventually follow. But for now, that's not much solace for a city sagging under the weight of unremitting violence. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.